Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And with it being International Women's Month and, you know, International Women's Day is on Friday, I know it's a little unusual for me to bring up something on this, Jody. But
I love it.
But I wanted to bring up one person in particular because, you know, women in my life, I think probably just as many women have, you know, kind of molded me over the years as men. And that's not just like, you know, parent. My mother, who was incredible. My grandmother, who is the one that I actually want to talk about, you know, today, you know, Heidi. But, you know, there actually are female mentors I've had and, you know, bosses and others that have been, you know, females that have influenced. And I've learned something every bit of the way. But my grandmother, who passed away in 2011, remember, she lived to be 97 years old. And she was part of what they called the greatest generation. You know, she was that World War II, and that's when she was raising kids, my dad and, you know, his brothers and all that. And so she came up through the Great Depression. And so a lot of her, you know, beliefs and standards were kind of built, and they came out of that time period where everything became scarce all of a sudden. You had a tremendous respect for what you had and not, you know, and only the things that you need versus what you want, all of those kind of things.
Correct.
And, but the two big things that she influenced me on, and it took me getting older to really, really understand what she meant by a couple
sure.
of them.
Right.
One of them that she would say continuously, and Jody, you remember this, is to pay attention, which was her way of saying, be in the present moment.
Going to fly.
Yeah. And I think that really sped up more for her in her, you know, 80s and into her early 90s. Mm-hmm. She would say that almost every time I would see her. Honey, pay attention, especially after Taylor and Phoebe, our daughters, were born, Jody.
Right. You know, that's what she was telling us.
Right. It's because it all just flies by. I remember her when she, on her 90th birthday, she for a week kept saying, how did I turn 90? How am I 90?
Yeah.
Because she didn't feel that way. She didn't act that way.
Correct.
But it is the kind of wisdom that I guess you gain by getting to that place in your life where if you really stress and waste your time on minutia every single day, one day you're going to wake up and be 75 or 80 years old and wonder why you were worried about all that silly stuff in the first place.
Like what was so important.
Right. And even knowing and hearing those things from her, that is, it's a challenge. When you're in your 20s and your 30s, that you don't get that part. You're trying to build your life, you know what I'm saying? And so it's very easy to get, you know, to get lost in that. But she also then transitioned into a beautiful acceptance of all of that, which I hope that's one that I can retain also. I think in her later years, once she got, you know, past that, she really did enjoy every single moment. That she was around
to even the smallest of things. That's one reason when you have an older person in the family, they seem to enjoy, if as long as they are blessed enough to be present.
Yeah,
they really enjoy the quick little visit from the grandchildren or the birds outside. Like they really enjoy because they know to do it.
Yeah, the visit was everything. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest thing that I think I learned from my grandmother, who just was. You know, you both of you know this. Just she was, I put her up on a pedestal basically because she was influential in my life. When my grandfather passed away, I was 10 years old, and so my family wound up spending Heidi, because we called her by her name. Her nickname actually was Heidi. Her real name was Helen, but everybody called her Heidi. And so she would go on the family vacations with us. Every single holiday was at her place. All of those things.
Right.
She taught me how to treat others. And that was not
so
just
important.
By, it was not just spoken. It was a lifetime of growing up around her that in the blessing of her living until I was 40 years old or what have you, to actually learn by, I guess, observation. And that started really, really early on because she nurtured us. When I was a kid and I was riding the school bus, there were a couple of years my school bus would go right by her house in the morning. And it was really sweet because it's one of my favorite memories. She was standing in that window every morning to wave at me as the bus went by. And I knew as soon as we were going to pass the house to be looking for her.
Yeah.
And I mean, without fail, she was there waving every morning. And it was special. And it almost seems, you know, silly. But I mean, now I understand that. I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was really the one who, I guess, taught me in public how to treat others too. She was not a wealthy person. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandfather really was, blue collar military and worked very hard. And but anytime we would go out to eat, she was the one who would explain tipping and why you have to tip. Well, don't just tip what everybody else thinks you should give. Tip what you think that you should give to show the service, because this is somebody that's really working hard, or this is somebody who's, you know, just starting out, and you want to treat them the way that you would want to be treated.
Right.
It's one of the reasons what you're talking about. I see so many images when you say these stories, because we all have these images. It's one of the reasons that it's so special for children to have a relationship with their grandparents.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about a bookend of life.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about what a treasure a grandparent can be in a child's life. You're not in that 20s and 30s where you're focused on all, not that you're focused on the wrong things, but you're focused on things you're focused on when you're 20 and 30. And when you're older and you're a grandparent, you just are, in most cases, such a blessing to be around for a child. Because you know what's important, what's not important, and you understand that everything is new to a child. It's not, hurry up, come on, we're going to be late. It's, you're right, let's stop and look at this. This is awesome. Let me teach you a little something about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Heidi was really never stern. She would keep us focused. She would correct us when we needed to be corrected.
Correct.
Yeah. But she was a gentle giant. And to call her a gentle giant is funny because she was only 4'11".
She was.
I mean, she was a short, sweet, but very strong, you know, personality. And you know that, Sam. You had the pleasure of meeting her too. Yeah. She was about as pleasant as it would get. She always had something in the freezer ready in case a surprise guest would show up at the house so that she could feed, you know, whoever was there. Mm-hmm. She was the consummate, you know, hostess. Caretaker and caregiver. In the final years of her sister's life, when her sister was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, they spent every single day together. Now, her sister was 7 years younger than her. And so, you know, she kind of almost felt like she raised her. Right, exactly.
She said that. But she feels like my baby.
Right,
she
exactly.
She told me that. She felt like my baby.
And so she stayed committed to her through the end of my great aunt's life. Right after that, it was a neighbor that she didn't know particularly well in the apartment complex next door.
Yeah.
And she would go get him food and bring it to him, his favorites, because he no longer could, you know, leave his home. And by the way, she was 86 years old when she was doing that, running to the store and going to drop off things, you know, for him.
Can I tell my favorite Heidi story?
Yeah, of course.
When Murphy and I were first married, well, I mean, it wasn't right away, but when I was pregnant with Taylor, we ended up living with her for, I don't remember how long it was, a month or two?
Yeah, about 2 months.
Because
we
had sold the little house that we were living in, and we had bought another house, but it was the whole thing where you can't move in yet.
Right.
And so we had to put stuff in storage, and I was big and pregnant, and we were living with Heidi. And it was really sweet to live with her just because, you know, she enjoyed cooking for us, and she would go upstairs to bed like every night at 8 o'clock, and she had like a... She literally put a little kerchief over her like it was the cutest thing. But she would also call me, and on my way home from work from the studio here, and she would say, "Darling," she would say, I know that you're pregnant and all, and if you don't feel like it, you don't have to, but would you stop by the store and get me a bottle of wine?" And I, 8-9 months pregnant, would walk into that grocery store and buy her a bottle of wine and bring it to her, because she wanted, and she didn't want to get out that day to drive. I don't know if she was driving anymore then.
Yeah.
I don't remember the timetable, but I loved doing those little things for her.
Yeah. It was, I will never forget Jody just thinking, and it really was a sight, because we would have it's a blessing, excuse me, that time period that we were living with her, to go kiss her goodnight again. You know, I mean, there she is.
She's tucked in
the bed. And so by that time, so she was 88 years old. She'd actually just stopped driving. She had an incident that scared her, and she decided she didn't want to be behind the wheel anymore. That actually happened while we were living with her. Because remember, she was still driving at that point, and that stopped shortly after. But we'd get to go kiss her, you know, goodnight, and she would be in her bed
sitting
with her TV
up.
And sitting up. But because she's 4'11",
her little feet under the covers, it was just like, look at her sitting. You don't normally wouldn't see your grandmother in that situation, and it was just
it was
precious.
So cute. It, you know, even if you didn't know her, you'd still want to hug her because it was so cute. You know.
Yes. It was really cute.
But, you know, I will, and I'm sure I will quote her for the rest of my life. That's how you know
that's how
someone
influential she was.
Is that influential, right, exactly, as a matriarch. And between paying attention and staying in the present, and then she would, you know, say at moments where I just wouldn't believe her. It's like in my head as a teenager thinking, all right, Heidi, you don't understand. But if something were wrong, she would say, she says, honey, look, everything is going to turn out just great. You'll see.
Yeah.
That's what she'd said. She said that to almost everything. What's insane is she was right. Even if going through it wasn't the fun part or whatever, again, that's that other wisdom of, because not everything, unfortunately, not everything good lasts forever, but not everything bad lasts forever either. One way or the other. And that was her demeanor. She would say that friends of hers for years would call her Pollyanna, the reference to the, the character who's sees the great side of everything. But that's who that is who she was. And she had a lot of troubles and challenges, like anybody does in their life.
She did.
But she would always present to others in a way that respected the other person. And so, again, that's another reason where between my outlook on life and the way that I, treat people, Heidi was one of the many, in my family who influenced me, but by far one of the strongest, right up there with my mom.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful for her.
Whenever, if and when you have grandkids, that's going to pop up again because you're going to be Heidi.
Yeah. Well, Jody could be Heidi.
Well, Jody could be Heidi. You could be Skipper.
You'll be, right.
Who was her husband, right? Exactly.
And so. I know this rings bells with you because you're a grandfather now, Sam.
Yeah.
You're that magical person.
Yeah. I'm not 80 or 90 yet.
No,
but
of course not.
I hope not.
But
of course not.
I have noticed in the past 5 years or so that you feel smarter because you're older and you're wiser, and it still doesn't resonate with the kids a lot of times. When I tell my kids, even as teenagers, okay, fine, you'll get it one day.
Keep saying it though.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know why. It's just something that comes upon you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's experience.
It's street smarts.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's the kind of thing you only learn by getting battered, bruised, bumped up, through your life and learning
divorced,
things.
Divorced and divorced.
Right. That way.
Well, shout out to Heidi for International Women's Week. We've made it.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.